Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 26th pick in the 2019 draft and the second pick overall by the Cavs this year, Dylan Windler, went to Belmont University. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. I'm super excited, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So what have you learned so far about the Cavaliers and your role on this team, if anything, to this point?
So I had a workout here about a month ago. Talked a lot with Coach Beilein in the front office. And obviously, you know, it's Coach Beilein's first year, but obviously everyone knows he likes shooters. So I think they're definitely in this year's draft, I think they were – you know, trying to draft a lot of shooters. He said in the press conference, you know, shooters are a major asset nowadays, and it's hard to win without, you know, having shooters and helping space the floor was definitely something he was keying in on. So obviously Darius is a great talent, and just trying to get pieces around him and Colin to be able to space the floor for them and kind of let them get opportunities to score, and, you know, we'll be there, you know, for kickouts and things like that, knock down open shots.
Hey, Dylan, I've heard comps with Kyle Korver with you in just in the fact that you're comfortable coming off back cuts and coming off screens. Do you see any similarities in the way Kyle plays in your game?
I mean, obviously that's a pretty stiff
That's a high bar. I don't mean to throw that on you on day one. But just in terms of of comfortability, you know, Kyle made a name for himself in this league and certainly here in Cleveland, coming off pin downs and coming off screens, moving to get a lot of his shots, that sort of thing.
Right, yeah, it's something I definitely have been working on, and I've done a lot in college is, you know, being able to come off screens and be able to read screens, whether it's, you know, curling them, fading them, back cutting, just really moving without the ball well, and being able to shoot coming off screens and be comfortable doing that. So obviously Kyle Korver is one of the greatest shooters ever, but, you know, it's something I strive to work towards is, you know, being a really just an excellent shooter in the NBA at the next level, and that's, you know, one of the things you got to do is be able to come off screens really fast and be ready to shoot. And, you know, I hope to do a lot of other things than just shoot, but that's definitely something that I'm trying to excel in for sure.
So where do you think when the Cavs are really good, they're told their shooters just stand there and wait for the ball, we're going to get it to you. And it was a lot of drive and kick, and then there's the Kyle version who you're constantly moving and creating your own shot. Where are you most comfortable right now? Are you stand there and wait for it, or you're going to move and get yourself open?
Moving definitely helps me, I think. I think when you start to stand for too long, whether it's in the corner or on the wing, I don't think you're in as much of a rhythm. So for me, I like to be able to come, whether it's running off screens, you know, going baseline to baseline, kind of just, you know, getting a little bit of pace to it. And then when you get that pass and you're ready for the shot, you have a little bit of rhythm and momentum going into it. I think for me, that's kind of where I, you know, hope to play next year and kind of the role that hope to transition into.
We're talking with new Cavs rookie Dylan Windler. Dylan, you know, when Jason and I were kids, we're both in our 40s, most of the draft picks were juniors and seniors. Now you're like an endangered species here as a senior being drafted in the first round. But I think there's something to be said for a guy who has experience, a lot of experience, not only playing basketball, but the experience you learn, because college is supposed to be the time where you transition from a child to an adult. What do you think you've learned as both a man and a basketball player being able to play 4 years in college?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been huge for me. For me, you know, I wasn't ready at 18 or 19. So
right.
To see, you know, all these younger guys get drafted, it's obviously a huge accomplishment for them, and some of them are ready. But for me, you know, I needed those years to mature, both on and off the court. I grew a lot on the court, but I also grew a lot off the court as well, just, you know, how I carry myself as a man, and you know, just a lot of things that, you know, translate to basketball. Just the way you carry yourself and you show your maturity off that court is a big part of, you know, becoming a great player.
You know, Dylan, you talk about growing on the court, and obviously, you know, I'm not gonna be a phony about it, I didn't see you play much outside the tourney in college, but you know, if you look at statistically, it seems like you got better every year, right? Almost every statistical category, every single year you improved. Obviously, you know, your last 3 years you played a lot more than you did in your first year, and to the point this year where you averaged almost 11 rebounds a game. Is that a part of your game that you particularly take pride in?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's something that I really focus heavily on, and whenever the ball comes off the rim, you know, I think it should be mine, and I go with it with that mentality, and I think that's a big part of my success. Rebounding is just kind of my mentality and my knack for getting the ball off the rim and locating it, so that's definitely something I'm going to continue to strive to be good at this next level, and I think that something could be a valuable asset for this team.
Belmont doesn't exactly churn out a lot of first-round picks. So when did you think that this was an actual possibility and you could not only play in the NBA but go in the first round?
You know, the whole first round, probably, you know, I didn't really see it come until, you know, late in my senior year. Obviously, I had a couple of big games late down the stretch that probably, you know, tied into that and helped me out in that aspect. But for me, it was just trying to be better as a player, like you said. I got dramatically better every single year. Both in high school and then in college. So for me, it was just trying to become better each and every year and just kind of build on each every year and just take the summers very serious and just become the best player I can be. And, you know, if that stuff comes, if I end up being a first-round pick, second-round pick, whatever it is, just being able to get the opportunity is the foot in the door. And I can't wait to get to work and hit the ground running. And I think we got a lot of special pieces and obviously some special veterans. So I think we're going to have a really good team next year.
Did I read that you were not highly recruited out of high school? Was that accurate?
Yes, it was very accurate.
So how do you go from no one wants you out of high school to playing in the NBA?
It's a long road. It's a very long road. It takes a lot of perseverance. You know, I went through a lot of tough times. A lot of people doubted me. You know, I barely even got a Division I offer. So, like I said, I just took it step by step. You know, it didn't come easy. It didn't come fast. It was a long road. So I just try to get better each and every year and try to become the best player I could be and just let that take me wherever it was going to take me.
Did anyone else offer you out of high school?
Yeah. I got recruited very late, and it was – my summer going into my senior year, at one point I had zero offers, and there was one tournament where I really excelled and I played a lot of minutes, and we ended up winning the tournament, and I got about 15 mid-major offers in about 2 days.
Wow.
And Belmont was one of those, and I visited. I loved everything about it, and I committed there soon after. So
if you don't win that tournament, you probably don't have 15 offers, and then now you're an accountant somewhere.
Right. Yeah, it could be sitting at a desk
or a pro
somewhere.
Golfer.
Yeah, or a pro
bunch
golfer.
Of numbers. Yeah, or that. That would probably would have been my second route before, you know, I sit behind the desk and punch some numbers. But
if you could only have dinner with one of these two guys, who are you taking? Tiger Woods or LeBron James? That's a tough call.
That is
right there.
Tough. That is very tough. You know, I would say Tiger, honestly.
A lot of people in Cleveland just applauded that, by the way.
Right. You know, Tiger's one of a kind. They're obviously both one of a kind, but Tiger's been through a lot. He's been through a lot of adversity, as has LeBron. But just being able to speak to him and kind of talk about his experiences would be very special, and I thought that would be really cool.
Has it fully sunk in yet that you're an NBA player that really registered?
It really hadn't until today. I think today it started to. Yeah. With the press conference and all the media stuff here and being actually in their facilities, definitely started to sink in a little bit. But, you know, once you hit that court and, you know, have some practices, I think that's really when it's going to set in.
Dylan, we appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dylan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.